Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to come back and see friends at the conference. It's also a challenge, as some of you know, I'm pursuing late in life an MPH in health policy, and Dr. Rosenbaum, who speaks after me, is the chair of that department. So I expect she's going to grade me on this presentation, and I have to mind my P's and Q's, particularly since I got a B-plus in the class she taught last summer. Having said that, how many of you knew before you walked in this room that the United States has a national vaccine plan? So I have some information to impart to you. Yes, there was a national vaccine plan written in 1994 that's represented on the left side of the slide, and we're working on updating that product. Initially, there was a requirement to update it every year. We avoided that, and happily, Congress repealed that requirement, so we just feel we need to get a new one out there because, 16 years is a long time, and we ought to have something that's representative. So I'll talk with you a little bit about the National Vaccine Plan work we've been doing for the last several years to update this plan, the current status of where the draft plan is, timeline for completion, recommendations by the Institute of Medicine with whom we contracted to give us ideas on what we should focus on, and the implementation plan, because the plan I'll discuss with you now is high-level strategies, what's the most important things, but later on this year and probably next, we'll be writing action steps, timelines, and actually say how much money is this thing going to cost. So the marching orders we received from the Assistant Secretary for Health several years ago said the plan shall establish priorities and describe an optimal use of resources to carry out such priorities, describe how each of the various departments and agencies, parens in HHS, but elsewhere as well, will carry out their functions in consultation coordination with the program, that is the National Vaccine Program, and in conformity with such priorities. As I said, the first plan was published in 94. The plan is a wonderful strategic document, but it had no money assigned to it, no action steps, no timelines, so therefore it sat on a shelf. And other than offering some template for how we thought about strategies, it didn't really serve a lot of purpose except that agencies were doing a lot of those things anyway, and a lot of them happily have been accomplished. So the vision, again, in some more detail for the plan update we're doing is to summarize current priorities and the priorities for the next 10 years for vaccine immunization research and development and use. We need to coordinate with other initiatives in the department, such as Healthy People 2020, which has issued its immunization objectives. You can find them at the website there, though it hasn't set targets for those objectives yet. But the objectives are much the same as they were for 2010 with some edits. We want to pick out the top 10 or 15 priorities, and that effort is ongoing now in the plan, and that's what IOM helped us with, which I'll talk about some more. Identify where we want to put resources in particular, again, over 10 years. And we've done this, the federal government started this, we've taken a lot of public input, and particularly as we go to action steps and timelines and implementation plan, we want to assure this continues to be a national effort, not a federal effort, and we use colleagues throughout state and local public health, industry, and academia to help us write this thing and say we all have a stake in this and we're going to work on it together. So this is a timeline of where we've been and where we're going. The arrow going to the left says we started this thing actually in 07. We finished the first draft in November 08. That's the version that's up on the NVPO website now. We received 466 public comments. We hosted some public meetings. We're working on the second draft now, which we hope will get out in the next month or so. The Institute of Medicine gave us their recommendations last December, which I'll go over somewhat. Hopefully, we'll complete this strategic plan by summer and start work on the details of the implementation plan. We hope to finish it this year. I think at this point, it'll probably be going into 2011. So the five goals in the strategic plan we have now, the first four are much as they were in 1994. Develop new and improved vaccines, enhance the safety of vaccines and vaccination practices, support informed decision making by the public, providers, and policymakers. The fourth has two parts, ensure a stable supply of recommended vaccines, and secondly, achieve better use of existing vaccines to prevent disease, disability, and death. And the last one, to emphasize the U.S. has a role in global disease prevention, to increase global prevention of death and disease through safe and effective vaccination. that the U.S. should work with its partners in global health and continue to assist in that effort. We don't pretend we lead or dictate the way the effort goes, but we work to assist in that effort and have a major role through the Global Immunization Division and other parts of CDC, as well as USAID, Department of Defense, and others. So some of the top areas of consideration that we've written into the plan, I've a list. So under research, we have one that, can we work together with partners and develop a list of priority vaccines for domestic and global health use? Make joint decisions about where we need to go and where industry should perhaps invest its resources to develop new vaccines, rather than it being sort of happening and a vaccine shows up at ACIP's doorstep and they say, gee, that's interesting, what should we do with it? Strengthen the science base for development and licensure of new vaccines. What can FDA in particular do to improve regulatory science? Looking at safety, we want to enhance the timely detection and reporting of vaccine safety signals and improve scientific knowledge. Can we identify ahead of time who's going to have an adverse event and delay, or if indeed if you need to, not vaccinate that individual because you know with some certainty something bad's going to happen? So this gets the issue of genomics and people's genetic makeup, and it's an area ripe for further investigation. Under goal three for informed decision making, every time we do surveys of people, you find out they don't know a lot about the vaccine preventable disease, they don't know a lot about the vaccine, they're concerned about safety. 24% of people surveyed by Gary Fried and colleagues in Michigan published a few months ago say vaccines cause autism when we know they do not. So there continues to be a need to have a national effort to increase awareness. And also, we feel a commitment to doing public engagement, to have town hall meetings and work to inform this work. We did three meetings like this, helped greatly by ORIZE and your colleague Roger Bernier at CDC, which offered a great deal of input that I'll elaborate on further on how we should go about thinking about priorities for this plan. So public engagement is a high priority. Regarding supply and delivery of vaccines, we want to have an adequate supply of vaccines so that if one vaccine manufacturer has a problem, we do not disrupt routine schedules, which we've had to do all too often in the last 10 years. Reduce barriers for providers and consumers, both financial and non-financial, to access, and increase interoperable use of information systems with electronic health records. This is a great part of the stimulus package that Dr. Bell talked about to facilitate electronic health records among medical care providers. And one of the issues in what's called meaningful use that the interim rule has been let out for them is that those are interoperable systems with public health systems. So we look forward to that happening. And for global prevention and death, we want to improve global surveillance for VPDs, strengthen global health information systems, and work with partners to support global introduction availability of new and underutilized vaccines, such as pneumococcal conjugate, even HIBs still, HPV, and the like. So the Institute of Medicine worked for almost 2 years to review the old plan and then the draft plan we issued November 2008. Their final report is pictured here. You can see it on the web, on their website. The final report came out in December 11th of last year. And these are some of the things the IOM said to us, not terribly different from what we've thought about, but the points of emphasis are a little different. So they agreed with us about vaccine prioritization and research. They did say, not necessarily for this plan, but for the next one, there should be attention to non-infectious disease vaccines. There's a burgeoning effort to develop therapeutic vaccines and vaccines to prevent things such as drug abuse and addiction. And so there's a great wealth of work being done in non-infectious disease areas. That's not our province, but it should be the province of health in general. For vaccine safety, they asked we develop a prioritized research agenda, and we're going to add that concept to the second draft of the plan. We're calling it a scientific agenda, much the same thing. They asked for an explicit national communication strategy, and I think we need to articulate that better than we have. Regarding vaccine supply and use, they agreed with stable vaccine supply. They were more aggressive than we were. We said reduce barriers. They say eliminate financial barriers to vaccination. And I'll talk a bit, and Professor Rosenbaum will talk more about the Patient Protection Affordable Care Act, also known as health reform, that goes a long way, we think, pending further interpretation and review, to do that. And we'll see how it does it. And then we need to embrace the health reform, not initiative now, the law, and see how that will affect the plan. And I'll do a little bit of that, and Professor Rosenbaum will do more. And global vaccine issues, again, they concurred that we need to improve capacity building in low and middle income countries and offer expertise to integrate new vaccines. So much the same as the things we'd already thought about. One recommendation they made it as the first recommendation, they called it recommendation number 6, is that the secretary of our department should clarify that the National Vaccine Plan is a primary effort for strategic planning for all federal agencies to implement activities and objectives of the National Vaccine Program, and that appropriate resources should be allocated to this effort. And our Assistant Secretary for Health, Dr. Koh, is aware of this, and we're trying to figure out how we can implement this as well. So what's in that Patient Protection Affordable Care Act regarding immunization? This is my one slide. Professor Rosenbaum will tell you more. You've heard it expands insurance access to 94% of the population, give or take a percentage. More directly, all ACIP recommended vaccines shall be included and paid for in new private insurance plans without cost sharing, or if you want to call it first dollar coverage. Medicaid has an incentive eligible for a 1% increase in the federal Medicaid assistance percentage increase for states that cover vaccines recommended at an A or B level by the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force, or ACIP, with, again, no cost sharing, effective in 3 years. And for Medicare, no cost sharing, again, for those vaccines, effective July of next year. Also, we would have liked them to just say all vaccines are in Part B of Medicare, which is a more friendly part of Medicare to providers, but they said at least the Comptroller General shall study barriers in Part D of Medicare and report on June 1 of next year whether there are barriers and whether there should be changes. And lastly, HHS can develop contracts to allow state funds to be used to purchase vaccines from federal contracts, which to date has been not permitted. Now, I talked about the National Vaccine Advisory Committee and public engagement. They offered some recommendations on priorities, much like IOMs, and the criteria they used and IOM used for what are the priorities, what are the most important things in this plan, were feasibility. Can we financially and technically do the thing we're talking about? What's the potential impact on morbidity and mortality? And the strategic opportunity, meaning does this require people to get together, stakeholders to work together to enact this activity, or otherwise it won't happen. An example is to properly prioritize new vaccines. You need everybody in the game to work together, otherwise it won't be successful. And NVAC added public salience. What did the public think was most important? And this is a list of the values and areas of activity the public thought were most important from our engagement meetings. I look at the bottom 5 areas of activity, and this is what the collective public in 3 meetings said, and happily these are things we agree are fairly important. Make vaccines affordable and available to everyone, and happily the Health Reform Act will do that largely. Maintain the high rate of vaccination in children. Improve monitoring of disease and vaccines, and Dr. Bell has talked about how you're going about doing that. Improve vaccine safety and assure there's enough vaccines. So happily, we in the public are largely in agreement on what are the more important things to do. Now, I've mentioned the implementation plan, that is action steps, milestones, and resources. Didn't have that in the 94 plan, so it sat on a shelf. We will do this and get that done latter part of this year. We commit ourselves to an annual review of our approach towards those milestones, a mid-course review at 5 years, and work with the National Vaccine Advisory Committee to get this done. We plan to write this implementation plan with stakeholders, many of you in this room and others, and make these goals specific. I have by the end of 2010, it's probably more likely early 2011. So in summary, I've tried to give you what the current vision is for the National Strategic Vaccine Plan for the next 10 years, and that there will be a plan to implement this out, hopefully within a year. Thank you very much.